Man, I wonder how you're feeling. It's Friday. I wonder how you're feeling after a whole week of this. I don't know about you, but I am absolutely wiped. Maybe you're feeling like myself. You just want to sit back, kick back, and just relax. But from what I can see, we've had an incredible time, haven't we? We've had a laugh. We've been having great sport. We've heard about King Jesus. And for a lot of us, this week has been a reminder, an encouragement. Some of us, this is maybe the first time we've heard about who King Jesus is and what he is calling us to. But here's the thing. After a great week of this, of Sports Plus, it can feel like, okay, that's quite enough for 1 year. I'll just pick up this Jesus thing in a year's time. I'll come back and I'll do it for a week, have a cracking time. Well, that'll be enough for me. I wonder if you can guess this bit of incredible sports commentary. Let me do an impression. Balotelli, Aguero! What's that from? The first time Man City won the Premier League, 2012. And it, like, regardless of who you support, it was an incredible moment. And it's a huge moment for the club, a huge achievement. Money, talent, coaching, all of this effort to get the Premier League title. The thing is, that was just the beginning. They weren't satisfied with just one Premier League title and that was it. That's enough. No, they wanted to become the dominant team in Europe. It was just the beginning. At Sports Plus, look, it's the last day. Tomorrow or tonight, you'll be back home. Soon, you'll be back into your sports teams. And that may make us feel a little bit worried. Sports Plus is incredible, isn't it? People talk about Jesus, they follow Jesus, and they love sport. It's such a great environment to be in. Following Jesus when you go back home or to your club, it can feel a little bit scary. Well, Jesus' followers would have been feeling exactly the same way. They'd just seen Jesus die on a cross, and they were confused and sad at that. But then they saw Jesus rise to life, and they were full of joy. But you can imagine their confusion. What on earth do we do now? What happens next? Well, Jesus has an adventure for those who follow him. He has a mission for those who follow him. Matthew is just the first book of the New Testament. There is so much more to come. This is the mission of the King. Get your Bibles out to the last page. These are the very last words of Jesus that we get in Matthew's biography of his life. So we're going to read from verse 18 just to the end. It's just the last page of your books. So let's read together. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." This afternoon, we need to remember three things about Jesus' mission. We need to know his power. We need to know his plan. And we need to know his presence. I wonder if you recognize this man. Pier Luigi Collini. Look, he is without a doubt the greatest ref to ever have lived. Look, refs don't get much respect these days, do they? If you saw any of Wimbledon, Kyrgios was giving it absolute stacks to the umpires, wasn't he? But this guy had authority. The biggest characters in the game, they did not mess with this guy. He had the authority on the pitch. But these refs, they only have authority over one game, a tiny period of time, and that's it. That's all they have control over. But Jesus had authority and power over everything, over weather, over the sick. He could heal the sick. He could feed the hungry. We saw how he raised a dead girl to life. And he has power over death in himself. He has got the authority. That's why he says, look, all authority on heaven and on earth has been given to me. So when you go back home, when you go back to your club, you'll have a captain. You'll have a coach or a manager, of course. If you go back to school, you'll have your PE teachers. But all of them, everything, is under the authority and power of Jesus. All of it belongs to him. So we've got to remember, Jesus has the power. Secondly, we need to know Jesus' plan. If Jesus has all power and authority, then we need to pay attention to this part. What is the plan and the mission that he has got for us? Well, have a look at verse 19. This is the very first thing we find out. Verse 19, therefore, go. Any story, any film that has ever been made always has a hero. And there's a moment where the mission or the quest, it comes to them and they've got to make a decision. Do they stay in comfort or do they go and follow the mission? There's a choice between comfort or following the mission. The famous explorer Ernest Shackleton, over 100 years ago, wanted to do an expedition through the South Pole. They were going to sail the whole way through the South Pole. And this was his advert to try and recruit some guys to help him. So this is what it says. Men wanted for hazardous journey. Small wages, bitter cold, long months of complete darkness, constant danger, safe return doubtful, honor and recognition in case of success. Is a call to adventure. Success was doubtful, but with Jesus, he is calling us to go on a mission that is guaranteed to be successful. So to help us remember the plan, we're going to have three actions, okay? First action is go. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. I got inspired by Hamper this week. It was class, wasn't it? So we're called to go. The second part of the plan is that we need to know what we're going to be doing. If you've ever been on a trip, if you've ever been on a road trip or gone somewhere, you want to know what you're doing, where you're going, how you're going to get there, what you're going to do. Well, Jesus tells us what we're to do as part of his mission. It is to make disciples of all nations. All that means is that we are to be after what Jesus is after, to have more people knowing and trusting him for the forgiveness of their sins and that he wants us to live and enjoy God forever. That's what he wants. That is what it means to make disciples. Look, the summer is great, isn't it? We have a great time, but often we're away from our best mates. It's not till we get back to school and we see our best pals. And look, over the summer you can call, you can text, but there's nothing quite like being with them, is there? Well, that is what God wants for all people, to be back in a relationship with him, to be with him. And who does God want? Well, he wants all nations. Look, if you had all the time and the money in the world, then you might think, okay, I could probably get a few flights and hit every nation before I turn 60. But that word just means people groups. We're to go make followers of Jesus in all people groups. So think about your own life for a moment. Look, you've got family, you've got your school, but you're also involved with a unique group of people, sports people. The world of sport, think of the hours you train, the hours you spend competing, the hours you spend hanging out with your teammates. The stats tell us that there's 1 million people in Scotland who play sport. That is a huge people group, isn't it? And you have access to it. You've been given the talents and the opportunities to be in that world. God doesn't accidentally place us where we are. He wants us to be there, to make disciples of all nations. So we've got go, next action, make. 3, 2, 1, make. Brilliant. The last part of God's plan, of Jesus' plan, is, think about it. Have you ever had to sign up for anything, ever? An app, a form? I'm pretty sure all of us have had to do something like this in our lives. But following Jesus isn't quite like that. If you fill out one of these forms, you become a member of a club, whatever. You become part of the gang. But following Jesus isn't like that. It's not just getting people to fill out a form and then that's it. Following Jesus means to be baptized and to obey him. Now, maybe a little bit strange, right? What, What on earth is baptism about? Well, baptism is a sign of what happens to someone spiritually. Who has had a shower this week? I really hope all of us. Good, very good. That's encouraging. Well, baptism is a sign of cleansing spiritually. When someone believes in Jesus, he makes their hearts clean and they're made into a new person. And baptism is a sign of that water cleansing them. It's just a picture, but it shows something that is real. So, we want people to know Jesus, to have their hearts cleansed and made into new people. But the second part is also there. We're to teach people to obey. Now, you may be thinking, look, I don't want to sit my mates down and get them to copy out bits of the Bible. That does not sound like fun. But obedience to Jesus is far deeper than that. We care about justice, don't we? We care about the vulnerable and the oppressed. Well, Jesus wants and cares for those people more than anyone. To obey God means to live in his ways. Your last team meeting was thinking about that. Loving God with all your heart and loving others as yourself. To obey Jesus means to be transformed in the way we live towards others. So teaching them what that looks like. So our last action, baptize, that's the water. Baptize, very good, and teach. So we have go, make, baptize, and teach. Now, that mission may sound exciting. It may sound like a tall order. And it might seem like Jesus is the manager. He's given us clear instructions. He's got the whiteboard out. He's given us exactly what we need to know. And he's like, right, team, off you go. Get out there. You can tell he's got the authority. He knows his stuff. He's got power. But a manager can't come on the pitch, can they? They can give you advice, but once the whistle blows, it's just you and your team. When the firing gun starts, it's just you on the race until the finishing line. That's still scary, isn't it? But this is where we have a mind-blowing encouragement from Jesus. Absolutely mind-blowing. Look at verse 20. Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Look, Jesus is not sat back in the bus. He's not behind the scenes. He's not even just on the sideline watching, like a substitute or the manager's watching from the bench. It's not even that he's running with us on the track or on the pitch with us. It's more like Jesus is the actual oxygen we breathe. That is how much he is with us. Wherever we go, Jesus is the oxygen. That's how close he is to us. That is what he is like. Jesus is with you. Not sometimes, not some of the time, but always. To the very end of the age. In the best moments and in the worst moments, Jesus is with you. The mission of the king is Jesus' mission. So he's already started it, and he's already been doing it for 2,000 years. And when Jesus is with you, you are never alone. One person plus Jesus is always a majority. So those fears, those worries as you go back to your clubs back at home, remember this. Jesus has the authority. He is always with you. And you have the best news in the world to share. Jesus loves your teammates, and he wants them to enjoy God. Remember Man City at the start? They got their title in 2012, but that was just the beginning for them. They've got multiple league titles, multiple FA Cups, and they came this close to winning the Champions League. It's only a matter of time before they do that. And they're still just getting started. We can look back at Sports Plus with a lot of fond memories, a lot of joy. And this may be been a real encouragement to our faith in Jesus. And you may want to come back next year, and brilliant, I can't wait to see you. We'll all be delighted that you're back. But following Jesus is bigger than just this week. This is just the start. And just imagine, you're sat like this in a year's time, and you have one of your teammates knows nothing about Jesus, or maybe heard little bits and pieces. They can know the one who has power over death, who can give them life forever. Just imagine if they were sat here with us. they can start on the mission too. Just wouldn't that be wonderful?